I understand why it happens, and it happens to me as well. But
Yeah.
the fact that I understand why it happens doesn't mean that it's a good idea. Because, like you said, with your Chinese, if you want to say something the right way, but you don't, you get frustrated. I should have known. Yes and no. I mean, like,
Yeah,
you knew
I
it.
know we understand. Yeah,
You knew it.
like
That's
we
why you.
understand how it works because
Go
we're
ahead.
teachers, so, but we're still humans, so we still get
Yeah.
frustrated. Like just like students, I
Right,
tell my
right, right.
students, "Oh, don't worry, you make a mistake," and then
Right,
I make a
right.
mistake, and I'm so worried.
Right,
So
right,
yeah,
right.
I'm
Yeah, but
still human.
yeah. What I was gonna say is you feel frustrated because you made a mistake in something you thought you knew. And I mean, you actually knew it, but that doesn't mean you're actually able to produce it. You know what I mean? Like the input versus output thing. Right. The traditional approach that, you learn a grammar rule. Okay, you know the rule, but that doesn't mean you're gonna be able to produce it. So the fact I understand why you get frustrated, but the problem is sometimes we get frustrated because we think it's our fault. That's what I'm trying to eliminate. That, okay, I understand you want to sound as native-like as possible. I do myself, the languages I speak, but it's just not judging it in that way. That's what when it gets dangerous for me, like because it can lead to. I understand the short-term frustration or the temporary frustration, but I don't want them to think that they're not talented or it's not working for them or they're not good at languages. It's just the way it works, and I feel frustrated as much as you do. I tell them. But it doesn't say anything about you. It's just the way it works. That's what I try to eliminate. But yeah, like you said, I feel it myself,
Yeah, that's really hard with students, especially, above intermediate or above, because they're always thinking, "Oh, I studied this before. How do I not know this?" My students are, they tell me, "I've read all the books. How can I not say this verb right?" And I'm
Right.
like, "You're not getting enough weight." It's really hard. Students
Exactly.
are impatient. That's why
Yeah.
comprehensible input. Well, I don't think it's for everyone because it takes a certain amount of patience to get through it, and not everyone has it. Some people will
Yeah.
just say, "Oh, I give up. This isn't for me. I'm not good at languages. I'm so dumb."
I was gonna say that, yeah, I think it's not that it's not for everybody, because I think it's just the way we acquire languages. We all acquire. The thing is, it's not for everybody. I understand what you mean in the sense of, when you think you need to communicate pretty much from day one, that's when you're going to get frustrated because you're not going to be able to. Right? And that's why a lot of people, back to your example, intermediates, when they understand a lot of what you're saying, they believe they should be able to communicate on a pretty similar level, right? Which you perfectly know is not how it works. So that frustration kicks in because you think you should be able to communicate that way and you can't. It must be me, right? Because it's working for other people, apparently, right? And yeah, but
I don't know, and everyone has their own pace. So I don't know, in my class, like 30 students, some students pick it up faster than others. And then the other ones will think, "Oh, I'm so dumb. It's me, I'm the problem." Not the problem, you just need some more time, some more input. It's fine, but it's really hard. I don't
But I
know.
think that like the number one, to me, the number one sort of frustration I see in language student, myself included, is or comes from trying to communicate too early. Because if you understand input is what's going to get you there, you instantly become more patient because you do see some progress in how much you can understand. The problem is when you think you should be able to communicate, because that takes way longer. So that's where I talk about output all the time, because with input, you can actually see progress fairly quickly, right?
Yeah.
How much, or you see it with your students, how much they could understand the first day you met with them and how much they can understand now. The problem is output comes later. So that takes way longer.
Yeah, I have, you know, third year students, and some of them can barely say a few words. They understand everything I say, but they can't speak at all. So I agree, it's very frustrating. Like when you're speaking Spanish, I understand everything you say. I just cannot use the language to communicate. Exactly. It's frustrating, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, just our usual student problem. Everyone goes through that, I think. Just requires some patience. That's it.
Yeah, and for you, on top of that, you're 30 students and universities and those extra layers of difficulty.